Sounds good, Andrew. All the best. Cheers.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports. And our last guest as regular, Tim Ryan from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. Morning, Tim.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going today?
Very well, mate. Excited about tomorrow. Beautiful Sydney weather today and maybe just a shower or two tomorrow. Nothing too significant. But, gee, there's some nice clashes tomorrow.
Oh, mate, yeah, absolutely. Some great clashes tomorrow. Great clashes all over the weekend. Like, there's just so much racing on this weekend. So many exciting clashes. Look, tomorrow at Randwick, you've got down at Flemington, Melbourne. Even on Sunday, Tamworth, you know, country qualifier, yeah. Black Opals at Canberra. And then even Morphfield Monday, you've got the Adelaide Cup.
So exactly.
Really excited for the weekend.
Yeah, public holiday Victoria SA on Monday and the Adelaide Cup for sure. All right, so what are your two? Where do we go for the first one at Randwick?
We're going to race 5, number 7, Esther Jarb. Look, I'm really keen to back the Golden Slipper winner here to topple the Everest champion, Redell. I thought she returned in outstanding fashion first up. Almost a year off, she worked hard in the lead, and look, she's only grabbed really late by Fiesta. Enormous effort first up off such a long spell. She'd had a bit of a mishap in the trial leading into that, so she may have been a little bit underdone. The Hawks camp were giving her 4 weeks between the runs, which I think is perfect off such a long spell. And they gave her a trial last Friday. Gee, she went well. I think she's going to be cherry ripe tomorrow. Back to the 1,000 metres, I don't think that's an issue. I reckon she just maps perfectly here too. From the barrier 3, she's got ball of muscle down there in 1. He's going to be up there trying to hold him out with Redzell and Jungle Edge charging forward. So just with that little camp just in behind, yeah, I'm really keen to be on Esther Jarb here. There's like no pot on Redzell, but just at, you know, with him at the $1.60 and her at about around about $3.70 mark, I just have to be with her. So yeah, pretty keen on Esther Jarb tomorrow.
Yeah, $3.70, and of course we'll get a little kick in midday in the TAB Early Bird Special. So
surely we'll get $4.
Yeah, I was going to say $4, maybe even a fraction more. We'll see how we go. Where's your second one?
From there, I'm just moving on to race 6 with the Canterbury Stakes. Now, geez, this is a great clash, Group 1. And I'm going against Brad and Simon here. No Pierrata for Simon and Scholes for Brad, but I'm gonna go back to Trapeze Artist here. Look, I know he's popped first up, but I just don't think he was suited resuming on a soft track there. And Gerald Ryan looks to really target this race. He's given him 2 trials. With the blinkers on and under new jockey Blake Shin, I just really think he looks like he's back to his best. You know, like looking at the dangers there, Pierrata, I thought it was only an indifferent trial. I'm pretty keen to be against him first up, and Kamatari, look, I think we're all a little bit sick of him. So, Trapeze Artist, back to his best. I'm confident he's the best horse in this race, and Gerald Ryan really looks to have figured him out judging by those last 2 trials. So, keen to be with him. $3 currently. For sure, we'll get a little bit better this afternoon with the early bird.
Yeah, we'll wait for that $3. He did trial really good last Friday, didn't he?
Yeah, super. Like, he really looks like he's found his dash again.
Yeah.
I think the 1,300 metres is a pretty good distance for him, too.
All right, so the 2 for Tim Ryan from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering, 5-7 Esther Jarb and 6-1 Trapeze Artist. There's all the markets are open at TAB for all these races that we're discussing, Randwick and Flemington and all the interstaters. There's the bonus bet offers as well for tomorrow's racing, and the TAB Early Bird Specials kick in at midday, and then you get the new market today at Newcastle. We've got tomorrow the Provincial Championship qualifier back at Newcastle, and then Sunday, Black Opal at Canberra and Tamworth on Sunday for the Country Championship qualifier. As you say, Tim, it's a cavalcade of first-class entertainment.
How good.
Bring it on. Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Have a good one.
Tim Ryan joining us there from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering. No extra scratchings at this stage for Randwick, just sitting on the 5. Keep an eye on social media at Sky Sports Radio 1 and also at Andrew Bensley. As soon as we get any info on any of these 2-year-olds running or not running, where they're running or not running, will certainly present it. And I know the boys on with Sean and Russell and Simon this afternoon will do the same. There's a lot of interest in where those two-year-olds will run. And Flemington tomorrow for the Newmarket, the track is a good four, and they'll do some watering tonight as well. Tomorrow morning, we're on air from 6:30 at Royal Randwick. The likes of James Cummings, Greg Hickman, the Snowdens, Tony Gollan, many others. All the interviews from 7 o'clock and then the full preview at 8 o'clock. After the break, our full preview, though, for Newcastle Newmarket Day.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. The future of Allianz Stadium remains in limbo this morning with another court-imposed injunction stopping heavy-duty works. Sydney Harbour is reportedly in the middle of a shark infestation thanks to a large number of kingfish. Bull sharks and whalers have left a trail of destruction being spotted off Clontarf and Balmoral. And Malcolm Turnbull says he was ousted by his Liberal colleagues because they thought he would win the next federal election. Mr Turnbull told the BBC overnight internal politics of the Liberal Party led to his demise as Australia's 29th Prime Minister. Making headlines in sport this morning, the NRL is rushing to enact its new no-fault stand-down rule after admitting in court St George Illawarra star Jack DeBellin is still eligible to play in the competition. DeBellin is suing the NRL and the Sports Australian governing body over the code's new discretionary powers for players charged with serious criminal offences. Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson has rearranged his star-studded backline for tomorrow's Super Rugby showdown with the Reds at the SCG, shifting Israel Folau and Curly Bill from their preferred positions. Jason Day is in doubt for the Players' Championship next week after a back injury has forced him to pull out of the Arnold Palmer Invitational overnight, and a second NBA championship is in Andrew Bogut's only mission when he returns to the Golden State Warriors next week. Bogut is set to use his time in America to meet with the NBA's Aussie contingent and convince Ben Simmons to pull on the Boomers' green and gold at this year's World Cup. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Looking for lifestyle? Redbank, North Richmond, at the foothills of the Blue Mountains, has acres of parklands and large lots starting from 431k. Visit redbankrichmond.com.au. At Warunga, a breakdown on the M1 travelling south back towards Sydney near Edgeworth. David Avenue has the left lane out. We are still seeing some delays for the M5 too through the main tunnel outbound to Kingsgrove, and the Ryde Bridge is still proving very popular north and southbound this evening as well. You can now shop Coles on eBay, and to celebrate, eBay are giving the first 5,000 customers 25% of their first Coles order. So make sure you shop Coles on eBay today. Limited time only. T's and C's apply. I'm Alex Straw, and that's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
I know I can secure extra stock at a great price, but I can't get the finance.
Yeah, my business premises really need a fresh fit out, but the bank said no.
When you're ready to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can help. With loans of up to $250,000 and funds in your account as early as the next business day. Find out why OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 business owners globally. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Eagle Farm, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Eagle Farm. Well played. Who are you backing? Tab.
Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Entries for the 2019 English Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale close Friday, March 8th. The best place to sell quality bloodstock. English Riverside Stables, Sydney. Go to english.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the major greyhound racing around New South Wales and Australia.
Good morning, everyone. Plenty of feature racing coming up.
Going Greyhounds with host John Bunny Brash brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips galore. Catch it every Monday morning from 10:30 here
here on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Past 10, we've got a big day, 2 days coming up at Newcastle. Michael Buckley joins me now from Newcastle. How are you, Michael?
Good morning, Cosy. Very well. How are you?
Good. Now, how's the track look for your big carnival?
Yeah, in outstanding order. Sean, really looking forward to today. We've put it up as a good four this morning. The rail's in the true position. Weather's fine today. Looking forward to a really nice day weather-wise in the mid-20s, probably up to around the 28, 29 degree area. We had 7 mils of rainfall on Wednesday, which was well and truly appreciated. And on top of that, we've applied an additional 42 mils of irrigation.
All right. Now, the rail true, when was it last in the true?
That's a good question, Sean. It definitely hasn't been in the true in 2019. I'd say you're probably looking back in December 2018. So, early in the year, we did our track renovation. So our first meeting back was on the 2nd of Feb. I think the rail was at 2 metres from memory. So untouched ground, the inside couple of metres.
All right, terrific. So on good, new turf today, almost.
Yeah, exactly right. So had a top dress and... then again, just a few weeks ago, we caught it again. So it should be in A1 condition for the City Boys coming up here today.
Good on you, Michael. All the best. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, and we're looking forward to it. We've got a big marquee planned for International Women's Day. We've got 380 guests in our big pavilion, and a bumper new market meeting and race itself at 5:35 today.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Michael. Enjoy. Gary Harley's going to find the winners for me now. Michael Buckley there, Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. It's a cracking day. It's a rippling. What a good field in the new Suez, Newcastle, Newmarket. I mean, TG Quebec, Lanciano, Invictable Gems, Sabatiano, Princess Posh, Invictus Prince. You know, it's a cracking field. Better field than last year when Lanciano won it. And, of course, 2 years back, Happy Clapper won it. And he's since won, I think he's career total now is more than $6 million. Happy Clapper. So this is a cracking race. Track looks magnificent. I was there yesterday for the boat at Club Lunch, and we had the Calcutta last night there. It looks fabulous. The place looks great, and it's a big day, huge day. I mean, it's their only group race in the first half of the year, the Newmarket, the NJC, and they have four group races, of course, on Cup Day in September. So, mate, just another point. Lanciato, there's only been two horses since the race was first run in 1955 that have won two new markets back-to-back. Randy Ladd in the 60s and Manuin in the 80s. Both very, very good horses. So yeah. Lanciato's looking for back-to-back today.
All right. Now, the first one, Royal Captain 310, two then Brody Power 210, three Mustafa 420. Well, Dreamfields 555 out, 6 months of Magic 81, 7 out. Favourite 210, 2 Dunbrody Power.
It's my best bet of the day, Dunbrody Power. Owned by Walter Power, and he has horses with either John Thompson or Chris Lee. And all of them have the name Power in their names. This bloke, or this filly by All Too Hard, has got easily the best form of the race. She was placed on the Kenzo start track three starts back, but ahead by Unify. Then she went to the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions Mate, got beat 3.5 by Terminology and Rock. That's outstanding form for this race. Come back to Canterbury last start, busy, beat a 2.5. She's a standout for me. Blake's in the ride. Got some lovely rides again today. She's my best bet. Royal Captain runs second here behind Air Wing. Wasn't a bad race here recently on Feb 16. Brett Preble to ride, good barrier. It's my second pick. Number 4, Dreamfields. Third run back, certainly at its peak now. Run second at Hawkesbury, he did last start. And number 3, Mustafa's trial okay. Two the best to beat 1-4-3.
Race 2, 1 Chauvinist 460, 2 Double Obo 21, 3 Haunting Spirit 480, 4 out. 5 Watching 380, 6 Oxford Bella 280, 7 Vendella $5. Favourite Oxford Bella number 6, 280.
I think Watching will be very hard to beat here. Comes off a recent trial at Hawkesbury when it ran on very, very well. run for the Nowra last start, just beat, come from a mile back. Normally I wouldn't be tipping a horse going from Nowra to Newcastle. It's usually a massive class rise. However, I saw this horse back at Newcastle in August run an absolute bottler. He was as green as grass. He's a colt by Dan and Anthony coming. I mean, he was that green that day. Got beat about 2 1/4 by Happy Bummer down McDonald Road. It was a midweek road meeting, and he made up a ton of ground. Now, Anthony's put the blinkers back on today, and I reckon Tommy Berry to ride, small feel-good barrier. I think he's the one to beat. Oxford Bella, now let me work this out. It was first up the other day at Hawkesbury after a spell of about 15 or 16 months. So I was at Hawkesbury that day. I was working on the qualifier and got back in the field after being slow out, made up good ground to get me 3 lengths. Having that much time off, as you'd expect, he looked like probably just needed that run. She did the mare, and she'll be a lot fitter today, but she may need one more. We'll find out later. Number 7, Vandella's a Kiwi. In New Zealand, 7 starts, 2 places. First run for Chris Lees. Form's only average, but by gee, Chris can improve these Kiwis. He's had a great run with them. I've got him in for 3rd with a big watch. And number 3, Horny Spirit. 5, 6, 7, and 3.
Third event, 1 Acceleration Gold, 151, 2 Front View, 5, 3 My King's Council, 5, 4 Eugenio, 650, 5 Shaman, 230, 6 Diamond Star Halo, 360, 7 She's Just Saying, 31, 8 Up, 9 Boston Blues, 71, 230 Favourite, 5 Shaman.
Well, Sean, if Shaman is in the form it was last start, when on a heavy track at Gosford on Feb 23, it won a mate by nearly 8 lengths. Mm. He's in that form, he'll win again. And I can't see why he won't. He gets 2 starts back, he runs 3rd at Canterbury, 3 lengths behind Alia over 1900, and it goes pretty good, Walla Walla. So, Glenn Schofield arrived in today, Travis Fulcrum rode him at Gosford, and even though he won by 8, he lost the plate at the start, on the hang of it at the first turn from the 2100 there as you go out of the straight. And he led all the way. He was highly, highly impressed. Anthony Cummings has got him too. Having a great run too, Anthony. Number 4, Eugenio, for John Thompson. Second pick in the race. Nothing wrong with its last start win at Hawkesbury. Placed at Gosford before that. High King's Council, 4 places in a row. All around the 2,000 to 2,200. Got to be a chance for Blake Shin and David Piper. And number 6, next pick, Diamond Star Halo. Didn't do much on debut, but is out to a suitable distance here, owned by Gay and Adrian, and it'll probably want to get up there with Shaman in the lead. So a big improvement expected. 5, 4, 3, 6.
All right, race 4, 1 Elgin, $1.70, 2 is out. Number 3, Road to Blue Sky, 34. 4, The Cinnamon, 34. 5, Wakani, 34. 6, Estoverto, 420. 7, Head Up High, 26. 8, Heaven's Dream, 34. 9, King of the Realm, 650. 10, Out. 11, Trestor, 31. 12, Diamond Padrill, $8. Favourite here, 170, 1 Elgin.
Yeah, he looks a good bet, but he's got a few tricks. Chris had him in a race where he was equal favourite yesterday at Port Macquarie in the early bet, and decided to run here. Now, I was talking to Jamie Lovett at the function yesterday on Australian Bloodstock, and he said, well, the main reason we're running here because of some very high-profile Newcastle Knights ex-players, old boys, you'd call them, in the ownership that I'm talking about, Danny Badiris, Mark Hughes, and Andrew Johns as partner, I think, is the ownership in the ownership as well. A number of my mates from Maitland are in the ownership. The history of this horse is, and I'll make it quick, Lloyd Williams had him. He's a Kiwi. Lloyd had him. He had one run. He ran 3rd at Ballarat. Lloyd put him up for sale. Australian Bloodstock bought him. He should have nearly won first up at Newcastle on the Beaumont track. The 11.50 was too short, never got on the track, and hit the line hard. Last start, he had every hope here. Be Mindful beat him half a length, but Be Mindful went to Kembler and won. This horse raced up on the speed that day. I reckon I'll try and take a sit. 3rd or 4th, the rail barrier won, and at $1.70, he does look a standout. For the record, Chick Escovedo. I wouldn't sell this all short of say. Hasn't had a lot of luck in two runs here lately. 9 and 12 best for the others. 1, 6, 9, 12.
Race 5, 1 Invincible Gangster, 240, 2 Don Tease Me, 10. 3 Royal Hootenanny, $12. Number 4 Pell, 81, 5 out. 6 Rastafari and 21. 7 Nick on the Run, 5. 8 Dream Charge, 460. 9 Vinciro, 850. 10 As He's Ready is 19. 11 Ganassa, 19. And 12 Enjoyable, 151. 240 favourite, 1 Invincible Gangster.
Sean, if he had drawn a barrier, I would have declared it, but I'm worried about the outside barrier. Now, normally for the 900, I wouldn't worry if they got speed, because there's only the one turn. They have a terrific run from the 900 to the home turn and then down the straight. But this bloke loves cover. He loves to get a bit of cover, and he's got an amazing turn of foot if you hold him up behind him. He holds the SCO 900 metre record, and he runs smashing time one day. I think it was at Newcastle. Tommy's got the job of trying to get a set. If he can get one off with a trail, he'll blow him away in the straight. He is a horse with a great turn, but he needs to get a bit of cover. He's easily the best horse in the race. So I've had to put him on top. Don't Tease Me. He's got tremendous speed. It'll hit the ground and run. It's too fast early for these horses. Whether it can hang on down the long straight, the big worry. But I tell you what, it'll give him something to chase. Nick on the Run, nice trial, big chance first up, barrier one. And Dream Charge, going well for Johnny Ramsey at Stone. 1, 2, 7, and 8.
On a race 6, the 2-year-old, 1 Fortress Command, 380, 2 Power Train, 26, 3 Bullet Fly, 230, 4 Galaxy, 26, 5 Dormier, is 750, 6 First Crown, 31, 7 Inside Trader, 61, 8 Mesmer, 550, 9 out, 10 Promotions, 11, 11 Stooge, 21, 12 Piero Rose, 26, 13 Amazing Piece, 151. Favourite, 230, 3 Bullet Fly.
It's a very, very good 2-year-old race, very strong race. I like the Snowden horse, Bullet Fly, number 3, the favourite by Deep Field. He ran third at Warwick Farm last start about 3 weeks ago, beat the length and a quarter. Got that midfield, the big field, and chased home good. That was his only race start for a good trial at Randwick. The barrier's tricky, but it's a 1400, so there's a good run to the first corner. Sam Clibberton takes the ride. With any luck, I think he can win. Fortress Command won well at Wyon the other day, really hit the line after racing clean mid-race. Gerald's got him. He'll love the big track. Number 8, Mesmer, for Mark Unum. Went all right first up. Went at run 4th at Canterbury. Beaten 3 lengths to Belitza. Got back here last. Got a bump at the start. Pulled up with abrasions. Plenty of excuses. And number 10, Promotions. Very ordinary when it ran third the other day at Wyong. Showed speed and got beat 4 lengths. But I'll make it 4th pick here. 3, 1, 8, 10.
Race 7, the Newmarket. What a beauty. 1 Siege of Quebec, $5. 2 Lanciato, $5.50. 3 Invincible Gem, $5.50. 4 Sabatiano, $2.80. 5 Princess Posh, $8.50. 6 Invictus Prince, $10. 7 Special Missile, $26. 8 The Lord Mayor, $51. 9 Insensata is 21. 10 Got Under is 126. 11 out. 12 Rurikanji, 23. And 13 Luciola Bell, 61. Favourite, $2.80. 4 Sabatiano.
Terrific field, isn't it? Look, I'll tell you what I did here. There was a toss of the coin for me between Lanciato, last year's winner, and Sabatiano. Sabatiano has been a huge go. It went up $4. You said it's now $2.80. It was $3.80 last night. I'm slightly going to lead to Lanciato. I spoke to Rachel King 2 days ago, and Rachel's never off his back. She's ridden him, I think, in 7 of his last 8, including the Newmarket win. Rides him trials, work everything. She said to me, Gaz, I think he looks better and he's racing better, even though he's only had that one run, than he was when he won this race last year. Now, on saying that, he's going to have to be better because he hasn't won a race since, and they put him up 4 furlongs. So he's paid the price of winning last year's Newmarket, and in a better field, he's got to carry 4 more. But against that, his run was a ripper first up in the Southern Cross. And last year when he won the race, he was last with 150 to go. And he stormed home in a big field. Look, I'm going to tip him. Don't worry about the barrier, because he'll be back last. It wouldn't matter if he drew barrier one, he'd be way back. So don't worry about the wide barrier, and it's a hell of a long straight. Just in front of Sabatiano, her first up run was a ripper. This is a mare that's had no luck in at least half a dozen black type races. She never gets good luck, but today, Blake Shin, the barrier's not too bad. Long run to the first turn. She'll shake the life out of it, and I'll tell you what, she is a massive tip. Everyone yesterday wanted to tip your Sabatiano, including the boys from the Royal Blue. Invincible Gem, Chris Lee's confident. Second up, that she'll get back to near her best form. She's a Group 2 winner. Siege at Quebec's trials have been good, and he is a very smart horse with a top jock in the old mate, Tim Clark. 2, 4, 3, and 1.
All right. Now, the next event, the final. Here we have number one, and that's Mr. Adobel at 7.50, two timed again, 6.50, 3 out. 4 Lonely Heart, 7, 5 Mimic, 14, 6 Lady Wahoo, 71, 7 Dane Curry, 7, 8 Alternative Facts, 4.20, 9 out, 10 Darby's Blue Girl, 34, Favourite 11, Malia Magic, 2.70, and 12 Princess Patton, 81, but Malia Magic, number 11, 2.70 favourite.
Short, oh dear, short. I think the top weight's got a great idea. I'm going to have a throw at the stunt with Miss Adobel. She loves a big trap. Never run a face for your last prep and should have won. She was in all sorts of trouble at the straight trying to get a run. Then, back before Christmas, she won 2 on the trot at Stone and Horsford. Had a freshen up and got beat about 4 lengths here the other day. Only got clear from near last to the 200. Up in weight, but down in class. Grand Buckley to ride, Bucko rides with all the runs. Tracy Bartley's got her. I think she'll run a great race here despite the 60. Lonely Heart is flying for Johnny Ramsey and RT. Thompson's rode its last 2 up there. At Scone, sat 3 deep in a weak field but folded in. 2 runs back, and then it went up a much better field against a much better field at Scone and hit the line hard from midfield. Was just far too good for them. Barrier 1, got to get a lovely run. Malia Magic, I've got him in for 3rd. Thought it might have been a bit better price than that. But Tim Clark riding for Bobby Milligan. And its last run at Macquarie, when it run fourth at Luciola Bell, is in the Newmarket. Only got beat 3/4 of a length to the qualifier. Certainly was good enough to win this. Run fourth at Canterbury prior to that. And won at Port. Maybe I'm getting a bit carried away. Maybe that qualifier run entitles it to be this short in this field. But I've only got it in for 3rd. And number 8, Alternative Facts. This horse of Warren Gavenlock, Josh Parr, good barrier, goes very, very well. Sean ran in 2 highways. He ran 4th at Rearwick on the Cool Kid. Then he ran 5th at the farm, the Noble Boy. But he's beaten 5 lengths both times, but 2 very, very good horses beat him. A painless trial win the other day at Coffs Harbour. 1 to beat 4, 11 and 8.
All right. What's your best?
Only the 1. Race 1, number 2.
All right. We get in early. Race 1, number 2. Get in early and then relax for the rest of the day, I guess.
Yeah, well, there'll be no relaxing on Newmarket Day, but let me say this. I've had a little on it early, and I've backed both Sabatiano and Lanciano in the Newmarket for a nice profit if one of them wins. But as you know, there's 6 or 7 chances in that race.
Yeah, very open race.
Yeah.
All right, look forward to the late mail throughout today. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, mate, the club couldn't get a better day, and the track looks great. Anyone having a bet here today, their horse should get every chance.
Fantastic. Good on you, Gary. Hear you later on.
Talk to you next week, mate.
Okay, Gary Harley at Newcastle, 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Now, let's update the latest news in sport. Here's Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Happy International Women's Day.